Chapter 5. How the King Made a Plan. Sometime later, King Richard of the Lion's Heart came to Nottingham. On the day of the king's visit, the sun shone brightly down into the streets, which were all alive with a sea of people. On either side of the way, great crowds of people stood packed close together. The sheriff's men could hardly press them back to leave space for the king and his company.
"Take care of whom you push," cried a large friar to one of these men. "If you do not treat me better, I will break your head for you, even though you are one of the sheriff's men."
At this, a great shout of laughter went up from a number of tall archers in Lincoln green in the crowd. One, however, seemed of more authority than the others, and he spoke to the friar. "Peace, Tuck," he said. "Did you not promise me that you would watch your tongue this day?"
"Yes," agreed the other quietly, "but I did not think to have a hard-footed soldier walk all over my toes."
But then the sound of many horns rang out over the crowd. All the people stretched their necks and looked in the direction of the sound. The crowding and the pushing grew greater than ever. And now a handsome line of men came into sight. The cheering of the people ran down the crowd as fire runs in dry grass. 28 men in velvet and cloth of gold came riding forward. Over their heads rose a cloud of snow-white feathers from their caps. Each man had in his hand a long silver horn which he blew musically. From each horn hung a heavy cloth of velvet and gold, with the royal arms of England on it. After these came riding 100 knights, two by two, in full armor, except that their heads were uncovered. Behind the knights came the nobles of the country in robes of silk and cloth of gold, with golden chains about their necks. Behind these again came a great line of men-at-arms. In the middle of these, two riders came side by side. One of the men was the sheriff of Nottingham in his robes of office. The other, who was a head taller than the sheriff, was dressed in a rich but simple way, with a broad, heavy chain about his neck. His hair and beard were like threads of gold, and his eyes were as blue as the summer sky. As he rode along, he looked and smiled to the right and the left. A mighty roar of voices followed him as he passed. This was King Richard. That night at dinner, the king said to the sheriff,
"Are not Robin Hood and his band, who are outlaws living in Sherwood Forest, found here? Can you not tell me something of them, Sir Sheriff?"
At these words, the sheriff of Nottingham looked down unhappily. The sheriff said,
"I can tell your majesty little concerning those fellows. I can only say that they are certainly breakers of the laws of this land."
Then spoke up young Sir Henry of the Lee, a great favorite with the king.
"Your majesty," he said, "I have often heard from my father of this very fellow Robin Hood. If your majesty would like, I will tell you a certain adventure of this outlaw."
Then the king told him to tell his tale. Sir Henry told how Robin Hood had aided a certain knight with money that he had borrowed from a bishop. Again and again, the king and those present roared with laughter at the tale. When Sir Henry was done, others noted how the king enjoyed this tale, so they told more tales concerning Robin and his men. That night in his own room, the king's thoughts were still on Robin Hood.
"Now," he said, "I would freely give 100 pounds to meet this fellow Robin Hood. I wish to see something of his doings in Sherwood Forest."
Then Sir Hubert of Gingham said,
"If your majesty has such a desire, it is not so hard to satisfy. If your majesty is willing to lose 100 pounds, I know how you might meet this fellow. You may feast with him in Sherwood as well. Let your majesty and all of us here put on the robes of the Order of Black Friars. Let also your majesty hide 100 pounds beneath your robe. Then let us ride from here to Mansfield Town tomorrow. Unless I am mistaken, we will both meet with Robin Hood and feast with him before the day is past."
I like your plan, Sir Hubert, said the king. Tomorrow we will try it and see whether it works.